bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. From the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. The Cross City Trail in Wilmington is nearing completion. The multi-use trail allows cyclists and pedestrians access to important recreational and cultural landmarks, and city officials say they eventually see Wilmington area greenways as part of the East Coast Greenway, described as an urban Appalachian trail, in this case, spanning Maine to Florida. But some new arrivals to the region complain that Wilmington is anything but bicycle-friendly. In the 10 years from 1997 to 2007, New Hanover County had the fourth highest number of bicycle-involved crashes out of all 100 counties in the state. Today, we'll find out what projects are underway for this area and the advocacy work for cyclists and pedestrians that's going on in Raleigh and locally. Joining us in studio today, Saraya Rashid is a senior transportation planner for the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. Saraya Rashid, welcome to Coastline.
Thanks for having me.
Al Schrotel is the current advocacy chair with Cape Fear Cyclists, a Wilmington-based cycling group. He's also a past president of Cape Fear Cyclists. And on the state level, Mr. Schrotel is a board member of Bike Walk NC, a membership-based advocacy organization promoting non-motorized transportation. Mm-hmm. Al Schrotel, welcome to the program.
Like Saraya, I'm very happy to be here.
And we're inviting you to join the conversation. Do you bike locally? Do you struggle as a motorist dealing with cyclists on the road? What are the challenges here? Give us a call and tell us about it, 910-343-1138. You can also send your comments or questions to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. And Saraya, we know there's a great deal, and we're going to learn more about this as the show goes on, but there's a lot of bicycle-friendly movement at various government levels, locally and at the state level. But newbies to the area do complain that it's not all that cyclist-friendly here. One transplant told me recently that he used to bike to work in California, and he wouldn't even consider that here because of safety concerns. So what's the divergence between what is today and the projects that are underway?
Well, I'll tell you, we hear a lot from the public that there's a need for additional facilities and for retrofitting our existing system. And on the staff level, we hear it. Our elected leaders hear it, and they support it, which is really what the good news is. And we know that there's a gap between where we are and where we need to be or want to be as a community in terms of facilities and just accommodation of cyclists. And there's a number of things that we're doing to try to meet that gap. Our elected leaders and the public, for that matter, have supported additional funding towards bicycle and pedestrian facilities. So while you'll see some facilities now, you'll see in 5 years, you'll see a much, much larger number. And then even just immediately, our WMPO Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee has put together a new bicycle map that will help newcomers navigate, or new cyclists navigate, what roadways are easy to bicycle on and which ones are more difficult. So hopefully that'll help people route how to use our existing facilities in an easier fashion.
Both of you have compared that new map, which I think we'll talk about a little more in a bit, to a ski map, like green for easy, or I'm not sure that that's the color code, but
right.
But it's a really user-friendly kind of map of the region that reaches beyond Wilmington. Al Schrotel, the state looked at bicycle crashes in the state from 2008 to 2012 and found this consistent upward trend, with the notable exception of 2009, and I'm not sure what happened in that year. And the most recent 5 years have averaged 4% more crashes than the first five of the last 10 years. Is this what you're seeing as a cyclist out on the roads yourself? How safe do you feel out on Wilmington area roads?
I feel, generally I feel very safe. There are some places that you just should not ride. I mean, if you're riding on Market Street, where all the automobile dealerships are, that's insane. truthfully. But there are a lot of safe places to ride. As far as the increase in accidents, one of the contributing factors, of course, is that there are more people out on bicycles. Mm-hmm. Another factor is that we have a college here. We have a university here. And there are a lot of university students commuting to and from classes. Some of the other areas that are where they measure the crashes and so on like that do not have a university with a large number of students commuting by bicycle. So I think there are other factors. You know, can it be better? We sure think so. And that's why our bicycle club has a whole organization devoted to safety training.
And you talked about Market Street as being a particularly unsafe place. We have an email from Shelley who says, I'm 65 and work full-time. I commute by bicycle daily along Market Street between Carr and Eastwood, which is not really safe for cyclists. There aren't any good parallel routes to Market Street. I'm wondering if there's anything in the works for a bike path that is safer. Doesn't seem like any of the cross-city bike paths have commuters in mind, just pleasure jaunts. I would also like to be able to ride out towards Ogden without fearing for my life or going miles out of my way on back roads. Thanks. Soraya, are there any bike paths in the works for that kind of a route?
You know, I'm thinking about this other initiative adopted by the state called the Complete Streets Initiative, Complete Streets Act, and the city of Wilmington actually also adopted a similar initiative that allows for us to incorporate bicycle and pedestrian accommodations with any new projects that we might have, even if they're not strictly bicycle or pedestrian projects. So if there's a roadway project, we have that opportunity. And we are working towards accommodating as much as feasible bicycles and cyclists and pedestrians along Market Street with a project that has just been programmed in the state's state transportation improvement program, is essentially their infrastructure budget. So we're working towards that right now along Market Street.
Yeah, if I could comment on that.
Absolutely, Al Schrotel.
The city, the county are very, very aware of that. And the Bicycle Club has been, through the WMPO, have worked closely with them. And we have done exactly what that woman was asking. We have looked very, very hard at, you know, right now before the infrastructure can be changed. Are there alternate routes? Is there kind of a parallel street that would be safe and so on like that? And I know we're going to talk later about the bike suitability map, but that's precisely what we did. We looked everywhere for alternatives.
Well, then let's bring that up right now, because I'm noticing a lot of questions are coming in kind of around where are the places that I can bike. We have an email from Greg who says, I'd heard that there was a plan at one point to put a walking cycling lane on the Cape Fear Memorial Bridge so pedestrians could safely get to the battleship. Is this still an option? And Soraya Rashid, you're shaking your head.
At this point, we don't have any funded improvements on to change the configuration of the lanes on Cape Fear Memorial Bridge. There are future projects that could allow for bicycle and pedestrian accommodation across the Cape Fear River, but as of now, they're unfunded. So we still have to get to that place.
Okay. And for people who aren't super familiar with the organization that you work for the city of Wilmington, but it's also, your organization is Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. How does that relate to the city of Wilmington, and how do these projects get funded?
Great. Well, the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization is a federally funded and federally mandated regional transportation planning organization. And the city of Wilmington is one of our 10 member jurisdictions. So we answer to our board is composed of elected officials from the city of Wilmington, the towns of Curie Beach, Carolina Beach, Wrightsville Beach, Leland, Belleville, Navassa, and New Hanover County, Brunswick County, and Pender County. So we answer to all their direction, and they meet monthly to decide particularly how federal funding should be spent in our region towards transportation initiatives and how we want the transportation network to look. Of course, there's a limited set of funds. It's the same problem everyone deals with. But they work together in a cooperative fashion to look to program funds in a way that best meets the mix of needs in our community.
And then once the local, the Wilmington Urban Area MPO has established its priorities, these projects are what we want to go for, how does it work with the state?
It's somewhat of a complicated process. Any project that is programmed for federal and state funding has to be in our local metropolitan transportation plan. Currently, we're in the process of adopting this, the latest version, which is called Cape Fear Transportation 2040. It has a significant amount of public input, and it's meant to reflect the needs and desires of the local community. But any project must be programmed in that plan, and from that, we send up our recommendations to the state, and the state evaluates all the projects based on data analysis, and they rank projects, and from that they decide how the funding will be allocated.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with Soraya Rashid, who is a senior transportation planner with the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. That's a mouthful. Thank goodness for acronyms. Also with us in studio today is Cape Fear Cyclist Club Advocacy Chair Al Schrotel. If you'd like to tell us about your experience either as a cyclist around the area or as a driver trying to deal with the presence of cyclists, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. And when we come back in 90 seconds, we'll read an email from Alex. This is Coastline.